This episode of The Design Messengers is dedicated to an original in the field of design. Someone who has earned their reputation for the amazing work they do. This individual has been on Convo by Design in the past. I believe three times in different ways. As a solo guest, as a multi-guest episode, and on a panel produced for the West Edge Design Fair. Have you heard the story of Timothy Corrigan and Arc Digest on the Sofia Vergara project? Well, you probably have by now. If not, in his Instagram feed, then perhaps through Business of Home, who did an absolutely wonderful job covering this. If you have not heard this story yet, check the show notes for a link to the Business of Home story. Honestly, I can't tell it any better than Fred Nicholas, executive editor of Business of Home, did. To synopsize, Corrigan worked on Sofia Vergara's home in the Los Angeles suburb of Beverly Park. For years, he worked on this project. His firm was replaced, for whatever reason, doesn't matter, with that of O'Hara Davies Gaetano. Davies Gaetano is another alum of Convo by Design. She's been on the show, and I think the world of her. I think she's an incredibly talented designer. So far, so good, right? No problems. Clients and creatives part ways all the time. It's whatever the conflict, whatever the reason, doesn't matter. It happens all the time. Enter Arc Digest, the 800-pound gorilla in our industry. They publish the project, and in the original piece, there is no mention of Corrigan's work. Despite much of the specified material and architectural detail of Corrigan's firm present in the final project, Corrigan called BS on this, for lack of a better term, and had lawyers send a letter of complaint to AD, which I have not read, but which did result in a digital version correction. And I would not be surprised to see a carefully worded correction in the next print edition. I'm glad that they're doing this. But to be frank with you, it is not only unfortunate that this happened, but it was entirely avoidable. How? Well, the trade publications have slashed editorial staff over the past decade. That is undeniable. The contributors who are writing these stories are not, in most cases, trained journalists, but instead content producers who work off subjects provided information and push the stories out fast, and in many cases working on multiple projects or the same publication, multiple projects for the same publication, or in some cases freelancing for other outlets. I mean, print and digital and podcast. Oh my. There are no real journalistic standards for our industry. There aren't. And there should be. For years, it was, why are photographers not credited on social media? Why are designers not credited on social media? Why are some people posting somebody else's project and claiming it as their own? And they get away with it because nobody's checking. Somebody should be. Who's that going to be? I don't know. But with the proliferation of social media, idea theft runs rampant. Claims made are not checked, and because there is so much content pushed out, it would take an army to do it. Or perhaps this is another tool that AI will be taking on in the future. More on that in a minute. It's important to note, I don't think there are any villains here. I think there are a number of players involved in this story that are overworked, overstimulated by social media content, driven to push out any celebrity-driven story as fast as they can because that's what they believe their audience wants to see. I have issues with Architectural Digest and some other industry pubs, but A&D in particular. Years ago, Arc Digest published a piece on AD Pro that misattributed Convo by Design as belonging to one of my sponsors and not as my project. So, and by the way, check the show notes for a link so you can see it for yourself. If it gets taken down by the time you hear this, email me and let me know so I can publish a screenshot to our Instagram feed. I reached out to AD at the time. I reached out through their contributor. The week that this happened, this was October of 2019. And to date, as of March 15th, 2024, this still has not been fixed. It's still misattributed on AD Pro. So I think, you know, I let them know at the time, did I have an attorney write a letter and make a demand? I did not. So did I do everything that I could on my end? No, I didn't, but that's a choice. And we're going to get to more of that in a minute too. Corrigan, let's get back to Tim. Corrigan handled this the way it should have been handled. But let's be honest about this. Were it a lesser designer, they most likely would have just been ignored. I'm speculating, by the way. I don't know for sure, but that's what I think. I also think that what Tim did was incredibly brave. There could be ramifications. You just never know. My hope is that the folks at the Shelter Publications, if they do believe strongly in our industry and who do, in fact, make our industry better, will use this experience to strengthen their journalistic practices. I would like to see all of the trade pubs use trained journalism, use trained journalists. You don't have to have a degree in journalism, but you do need training in journalism with a focus on design and architecture to write. I mean, look, I have a degree in journalism, and that's where I learned tradecraft. And it's, can you learn it on the job? Yes, absolutely you can. But it's the same thing as in design. There are designers who learned how to design. They learned their craft through doing. I would argue that it took them longer to learn than were they to be trained in it. So take that for what it is. And that is not always the case. But if it were, the trade publications could catch some of these inconsistencies well in advance of publication. And if errors are made, which happens all the time because we're humans, and humans are fallible, and we journalists do make mistakes, and once discovered, should have practices in place to correct the issue to the very best of our ability. We will see if this happens in this case. What does that mean? To the best of one's ability. If I'm being completely honest with you, I think there's far more that AD can do. I feel like in this case, they have just, you know, thus far kind of done the bare minimum. You might ask, like what, Josh? And that would be a great question. I did a bit more digging and checked out AD's YouTube channel, which, by the way, it's incredibly popular. Their videos are some of the most well-produced videos out there. They remind me of, you know, decades ago when MTV would do MTV Cribs, and I loved that show. And AD's YouTube channel reminds me of that. So the Sofia Vergara Project video, which, again, you can go to the show notes and click on the link, it's there. It remains on the channel, and as of this day, March 15th, it has just over 6 million views and absolutely no reference to Tim Corrigan. Sophia mentions O'Hara at least three times, but there's no mention of Corrigan, his work, or his influence on the project. There is no mention of him in the description. There are no credits. And the fact that there are no credits, end of video credits, end cards, that sort of thing, there's no credit to O'Hara either in the credits, which I found odd. But in the video description, in the notes, there was no credit to Corrigan or Corrigan's firm, and I think that there should be. Again, that's something that AD could do today. If they wanted to re-edit the video, they could do that too, to go over the top. If you make a mistake, own it, or if there's an oversight, maybe not even a mistake, just an oversight, as this might have been, own it and do everything you can to correct it. Something else to consider, as machine learning, we'll get back to this now, as machine learning continues to gain traction in every industry, but specifically in ours, an algo would not know to credit Corrigan for his work on this project. And in all future inquiries submitted through AI bots, he won't get the credit for his work if this, and one might argue that AD's presence, because they are so big, would be a substantial portion of Sofia Vergara's project. This should trouble every single designer, architect, maker, and brand, from the very biggest to the very smallest, because you should get credit for your work. You should get attribution. You should get the recognition. And there should be rules. There should be standards. It would also stand to reason that the biggest players in the space, from media to brands, would act as thought leaders in this regard. In an effort to help be a part of the change, I would like to share a past episode of Convo by Design with you as it relates directly to this very issue. Episode 175, which was recorded in 2017 and published in 2018, called Intellectual Rights for Creative Types, features Emil Nicolaou, an IP attorney I worked with at Playboy, along with Wendy Posner and Gary Gibson. This is a fantastic opportunity to hear about the ins and outs of IP rights as they affect the design community. And again, this was recorded in 2017 and published in 2018, episode 175. The link is in the notes. At the end of the day, and through this episode, you will learn that regardless of IP or attribution issues, as a professional in any industry, but specifically the design and architecture industry, you can choose to defend your rights. You can also choose not to. But make no mistake, not defending your IP rights or attribution rights is a choice, and nobody is going to do it for you. If you see something that doesn't make sense, say something, like Tim did in this regard. Those on the Shelter Media side, you have a choice as well. Do you make it right or not? That's your choice. And that choice is one that should not be decided based on the size or experience of the creative, nor on whether or not they have an attorney writing letters, but instead, is it the right thing to do? If you made a mistake, it happens to everybody. Own it, correct it, move on. And a special thank you to Tim for forcing this issue. Your actions have once again made the industry better than it was when you found it. So for that, thank you. And thank you for listening to Convo by Design. If you have questions or comments on this issue or any others, please email me, convobydesign@outlook.com. Until next time, be well. Take today first.